All right, Mr. Clarence. Would you like, please? My name is Abdullah Al Karni. I'm from Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Would you like, please, to introduce yourself?
I'm Clarence O. Small.
Okay.
Yes. S M A W.
Okay. And where are you from? Like, were you born here and raised here? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Born here and raised here. Yeah.
Interesting. So. Do you like the area here and people?
Wonderful. It's wonderful. I love it here.
Okay.
I worked out of state for 30-some years, and I ended up coming back home.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Why do you like the town or the island?
Because of the quietness, and it's smaller, and you get to know all the people here. Yeah.
It's the same thing, you know. I was born in like a village, and I like it so much.
Yeah. Yes, you know. I know just about everybody in town. So
yeah, exactly.
That makes
exactly
a difference.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And, okay, what kind of activities, like, do you usually do during the day?
Oh, now I help a carpenter.
Okay.
Work on refinish houses and things.
Okay.
Just for to have something to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So, do you work with people? Like, do you have specific people to work with in building and working on?
Well, I'm just a helper.
Okay.
And the man I work with, he takes care of the
okay.
people in of it.
Okay. Good. Did you like move other places to live? Did you like travel other places?
I up there where I was working, I liked it up there. I could have lived up there if I had wanted to, but I prefer to be back home, so I came on back home.
So you don't stay?
Actually, I never left home. I would go on Mondays and come back Fridays home.
Okay. That sounds interesting. And, okay, can you give me, like, because I'm a new visitor here, and, you know, it's the first time to
right.
me, you know,
okay.
It was amazing while we were driving here, and, you know, we see the islands, you know, I was just, you know, watching here and there. Can you please give me, like, a summary or description about the town, people here, since you, from your childhood until now, can you give me, like, small description?
Well, you take our town, once upon a time, was had more conveniences than it has now. It's more or less going to look like to me a resort area.
Okay.
When I was growing up, we had three or four grocery stores,
okay.
and had shoe stores, clothing stores rather,
okay.
and had three or four clothing stores and four or five mom and pop stores.
Wow.
But we've lost all of that now, so it's a little different, but I still love it here
right.
anyway.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about the, like, back in the days and now? What's the difference in life, like, lifestyle, like, work, everything?
Oh, well, back in the day when I come along, it was a lot of work. Mostly it was farm work. And every now and then you would get a job at an industry somewhere. I had two or three jobs coming up. I used to work to a service station,
okay.
greasing cars and changing tires. And I used to work to the ice plant that used to be on the corner here, Fig and Mason Avenue.
Okay.
I worked there in the summertime storing ice,
okay.
and ice in railroad cars.
Okay.
Yes. And that was more or less a fun job, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
We used to have to store 300 blocks of ice,
okay.
nine piles high,
mm-hmm.
pile them up nine on top of each other,
mm-hmm.
and that was a little fun. Carry them up on an elevator,
okay.
and take them off and stop the elevator each level.
Wow, that's
yeah.
great. That's great.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have children?
I have four girls
okay.
and three grandgirls.
Are they living with you? Or?
No,
okay.
They're scattered all over. One in Norfolk, one in Richmond,
okay.
one in California, and one in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And my granddaughters, one of my granddaughters, she's 14. My youngest one, she's 14 years old.
Okay.
And my other granddaughter, she lives in Houston, Texas. And my other one lives up in Maryland.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you guys like meet each, like celebration or something? You meet?
Oh yeah, we have get-togethers every now and then at different places. Sometimes I go up there, and sometimes we meet over in Norfolk with my other daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
All right. How about the like the education here in the town? Like, what's the difference? I mean, did you study in the Rosenwald School?
Oh yes, I went to Rosenwald School in '42.
Okay.
And I graduated from there in '49.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you spent like 4 years there. 5 years?
Seven years.
Okay, how was the teaching there like?
The teaching was fine. We had one teacher, her name was Alice Moses at the time, but she became Ames later.
Okay.
She taught me, and when I left the school that I was at before I came here, she was so good, and my grandmother made me stay in another grade, put me back in the first grade when I came to Cape Charles. So that's how I got taught through Mrs. Ames, and then I went from the first, second to the third grade. A lady named Mrs. Joins was my teacher, taught me third, fourth, and fifth, and Mr. W.H. Smith taught me sixth and seventh grade. Then I went on to high school.
High school.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what kind of, can you just tell me what kind of subjects that you studied in Rosenwald School? Like?
Well, we had arithmetic as usual, arithmetic and reading, and a little history, but not much till we got to high school.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And how many teachers were there? Like?
Was three.
They are
Mrs. Ames. That's a marriage name. Mrs. Moses, Mrs. Jones, and Mr. Smith were three.
Three.
Three there at the time.
And how many students at that time were in that school?
How many students?
Yeah.
Ooh, I guess so. Better than 100 there.
About 100.
At a time.
Okay.
Because we all were right from Cape Charles here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were there like any community service, including the education or just education?
Just education. Education.
Okay. Was it like only for black people?
Yes. Just
okay.
Black.
So did you like that or?
Well, that's all I was used to at the time. So later on, but we and the white boys, we used to play together. Out over on the golf course, where the moms and dads wouldn't see us, we go back there and play football and have a good time together.
Good time.
Halloween night, we'd fight, and the day after, we'd be hugging and talking about a good time we had the night before and all that. So, so far as the racial part of it, I think we did lovely in Cape Charles between the races. I didn't have no trouble with them at all.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We all knew each other by names, and although we were separate, but we knew all of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think that part of the good racial relationships between the black and the white students was because of the isolation of Cape Charles, that it's not mainland, or?
I don't know. I couldn't say. I really couldn't say whether it was or not, but we got along together anyway. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, do you think that the quality of education was the same in the same school that you went and white schools?
I think so, because it's up to you. Education is something, it's up to you whether you grasp it or not. That's what I think. You can say it's a difference in it, but if you don't have no interest in it, then you're not doing anything at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But how about the subjects? Were the same, or?
Well, I know, I don't know if we had the same subjects or not.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the educational, social, and cultural environment of school? Like, how was it different from today?
Well, you got more modern things today to talk about as in back in the old days. We talked about John Smith and, and all those type of people, George Washington and things like that.
Okay.
And we had a little, one little book in our first grade had a little girl in it that we sort of called it the primer or something.
Okay.
And we talked about her a lot in this book because
okay.
My daddy even named one of my sisters after the little girl in the book.
Okay, by mentioning your parents, what is the role of your parents? Like, did they... were they like encouraging you to learn and to what kind of?
Well, my father, he was just a regular laborer. He shucked oysters for a living down in Oyster, Virginia, in the beginning, and then he got him a truck driver's job, and then he drove truck from then until he passed.
Okay.
Yes, and my mother was a housekeeper.
Okay.
She used to keep hotel house downtown until she moved to Philadelphia, and then she changed to something else too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What did the education like? What's the impression of education? What did the education add to your attitude? You know, and everything.
Well, it brought me a good job after I graduated.
Okay.
I got a good job. I was car control clerk for the Conrail Railroad for a long time and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. How were the parents, churches, and other aspects of the community involved in the life of school?
Oh, the churches, we all had to go to church.
Okay.
And the churches would come over sometimes. The ministers and things would visit the school at times and see how the kids were going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, did you like go to church after school, or you go to school and then you learn a lot about the religion and everything?
Yes, I went to school after church. We had school every Sunday school. Go to Sunday school. Then main service at maybe 10, 11 o'clock back in those times.
Okay.
And I joined the church myself in 1954.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. What were the building and grounds like compared to how it looks today? Buildings and the...
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a big difference. That building has been through something. It's been a school, and then I understand they had an eel factory over there, and it just tore it up. When we were over there, we had an auditorium and four classrooms, but only three operating.
Okay.
And had nice heat and all that.
Okay.
Yes, we had back in that day we had hot water heat.
A furnace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to know your hobbies, like. What kind of, you know, other than work? Like
my hobby?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know what to say. I do a lot of everything.
Like football?
I like to play basketball.
Basketball.
In high school, I played football. My biggest football game was our last year in high school. I run four touchdowns before the first quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the other team just give up? Yeah,
well, they just as well had to give up. And I went to school with a fella, you probably know him, Johnny Sample.
Okay.
He was a football player. He was our quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah, on that time.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
Interesting.
So did he throw the football to you?
He threw the football to me.
So you were a good receiver then.
What the role did the school play in the community? Like, did the school operate the hub of culture?
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what did it do? What did the school do for the community that was important? you know, in the culture of the community?
Well,
of Cape Charles,
the schools would have different affairs and invite the parents and things to it, mm-hmm. at the time. And mostly the community went to our football games, and if we had a play or something, they went to that, and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Did the school enrich the bonds in the community? Where was the community stronger because of the school?
Sure.
All right. I think we talked about the subjects, but I'd like to know specifically what kind also of training and education teachers have at that time in Rosenwald School.
In the Rosenwald School?
Yeah.
Training for the teachers?
Like if there are any specific training or education, you know.
In other words, a special education, like something like special?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, I can't come up with that one, I don't think.
Do they have special degrees? Do they have college?
They were college. They had college degrees.
Okay.
They did, yeah.
Okay.
They had college degrees there.
Did they attend the colleges around here, or did they come
from? Most of our colleges were out of state. Johnson C. Smith and A&T and schools like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where were those?
We had Maryland State College. Yeah, Maryland. Some of them went to.
Where was Johnson?
In North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
And A&T, where is that?
That's down in North Carolina, too, somewhere.
Okay. Do you have, like, relationship with teachers, like, outside schools, or you just have, like, formal relationship?
No, the teachers would come out. Our teachers would come out and, like, we out playing sport, they'd come out and play with us.
And play with you.
Yeah,
sure. That's good.
And give us advice when we weren't in school. We go to one of them and ask for some help, and they'd help us.
Is there any whipping if you?
Oh yeah. But we were in a whipping years. If you didn't do right, hold your hand out and just take a ruler.
It's the same thing.
Spank in your hands.
Yeah, it's still happening in my country at the moment.
Oh boy.
But you know, they make us, you know, good students.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
They'll make you good.
Especially if you are very young.
Go home and get another one if,
right.
if your mother found it out.
Okay. What are alumni's favorite memories? Like, what is your favorite memories of attending the school? Like, what did you
I remember I like mostly we used to shoot marbles.
Okay.
And you had three holes,
mm-hmm.
so far apart,
okay.
and we'd shoot holes.
Oh, okay.
And then if you lose the marble game,
uh-huh.
then you had to put your knucks down there, and we'd take the marble and hit your knucks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we used to play that a lot. Yeah, and then we had another game, we'd draw a round circle.
Okay.
Put the marbles in the middle of the circle,
okay.
and we shoot them out.
Wow.
But I did more snatching marbles than I did shooting them, because I never could shoot marbles too. I'd wait till the gang set the marbles up,
right.
then I'd go snatch them, put them in my pocket, and I'd go somewhere else.
Did they ever chase after you or catch
you? On the way.
Yeah, that was fun. Most of the time, I was larger than the ones I snatched the marbles from, so I didn't have to worry about them.
Yeah. Our children nowadays play these games again, or they just left it? They don't play it anymore?
No. First time you find anybody shooting marbles anymore.
Okay.
And like my sisters and I, we used to play hopscotch. I don't see no kids playing that anymore.
Okay.
You see them jumping rope a little,
mm-hmm.
but jumping rope back in the day was fun. Yes.
Yeah, it was
and
fun.
And hide and go see,
mm-hmm.
and all those things. Yeah. But you don't see them playing that anymore.
Yeah.
Especially we'd get a hide and go see thing going at now about dark at night,
mm-hmm.
and the girls be playing too. You know,
right.
when you start out. You'd have 10 or 15, and when you end up, wouldn't be nobody coming back.
Right.
Were the girls in the classes with the boys?
Oh, yeah. Girls and boys all together.
All together, okay.
Yeah.
Do you still hang out with like, your friends back?
Yeah, sure. When I run across them, most of us are scattered. all over the country now. You know, it's Philadelphia, New York, California, places like that. I got two or three around here that we go and talk about old times.
Old times, it must be very beautiful memories.
And one fella, my brother-in-law, he lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he calls me all the time, and we get talking about it. That's all he talks about. Wow. He gets crying over the phone and all that, you know.
It's
have fun.
Interesting. So, what kind of places do you visit now? Like you said, Bahamas?
Yeah, now I've slowed up. I used to hang out in Trenton, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Okay.
My mother lived in Philadelphia, and during the summer, I used to go up there and stay a couple of weeks with her and my sisters, and they tried to teach me how to do the cha-cha all that. They taught me for 3 years, and I was so dumb I couldn't learn it. They quit. I never learned how to do
the
cha-cha.
Is it a game or what kind of?
It was a dance. And it was so funny. They said, well, we're not going to try to teach you no more. You're just not going to be a dancer.
Exactly.
In Philadelphia, I had in-laws up there. I used to go stay, visit different times.
Okay.
Been to New York one time in my life,
okay.
And that was 1946.
Okay.
I went there one time.
Okay.
That haven't been since.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. All right. What was the impact of the schools closing in 1966? When the Northampton County consolidated the school system.
Right, they consolidated the schools. They got rid of all the schools and sent them to one school.
Yeah, what was
like Cape Charles, they consolidated with the school over here.
Okay.
And they had two or three more schools that consolidated, like Capeville, and they sent them up to Matchpong, places like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any impact on you, like after closing the
impact?
Yeah.
No, not well. See, then in '66, I was out of school then, it didn't bother me any then. I left there. I graduated in high school in '54.
'54.
Yeah, after 6 years of being up there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was a type of a student. Didn't care too much for education at the time.
Okay.
And after football season, I quit school.
Okay.
So it took me 6 years to get out of high school by quitting school.
Right.
My aunt moved down here from New York. She lived in Brooklyn all her younger days and older part of her older days.
Okay.
And she took over the household where I was.
Okay.
And she told me, you either go to school or get a job. So
right.
At that time, I was allergic to work,
mm-hmm.
So I went to school, and I finished school.
It's much better, huh?
So I graduated in '54, and I went to Army. I got out of school in June of '54, and the 17th of June, I was in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, in the Army. Just quick as that.
Okay.
And after the Army, I got out of the Army, I got a job to the service station on the corner right down Fig Street and Mason Avenue, right across from the drugstore. Was to be a service station there. I worked there for about 2 years, and then I heard about a job on the railroad.
Okay.
So I went to the railroad down there,
And
that was in '57, I think. And I worked down there till it closed, and then I was on the run. I had seniority, so I bumped in Salisbury, Maryland on a job, and I worked there.
Okay.
And from there on, I worked from Salisbury, Maryland to a place called
Delaware,
then Seaford, Delaware.
Okay.
Then I went from there to Bridgeville, Delaware. From Bridgeville, Delaware, I went to Dover, Delaware. And from Dover, Delaware, I ended up in Delaware City.
Wow.
All that work, because the places were closing. Two positions I had. I was the first black ever had the job on the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm.
I was a clerk and a freight agent.
Okay.
They gave me those jobs. And I ended up as a clerk because freight agents were no longer around.
Right.
And I retired from a place up there called Delaware City.
Okay.
And doing that, working season up there.
Mm-hmm.
I went from Delaware City over to Delaware and in and out of Philadelphia for the company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. It's a lot of experiences.
So it was all working for the railroad.
All working for the railroad, yes. Yeah. 38 years I worked there.
Wow. Yeah. Same company.
Same company, yeah. Well, they changed name, but it was the same company. I started with the Pennsylvania Railroad,
right.
And then it went to New York Central, and then Conrail. So that's who I graduated. I retired from Conrail.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you make a good living of that?
Yeah, good living. I made a lot of overtime and things like that. I go to work sometimes 7 o'clock in the morning, and we'd get off to 3 o'clock the next morning.
Okay.
When we had, was two of us working a job in the same place, and they didn't have no relief people to relieve them, so I relieved the other man when he was on his vacation.
Wow.
And I worked double shift plus 3 or 4 more hours doing that.
And how about the payment? Is it the same like if you are white and, you know, or black
and
white?
See,
or
well, when I started there, they had two different rosters. They had a black roster and a white roster.
Okay.
The white could work the black roster, but the black couldn't work the white roster.
Ah, okay.
So the union changed it, put them both together. And after that, I had more seniority than a lot of them back then.
Okay.
Because I had been working on the black roster for a long time when they merged together. Mm-hmm. That made me have a lot of seniority. So
how did the white workers take that?
They didn't like it. They didn't like it at all. They didn't like the merging of the rosters.
Right.
Yeah.
When did that happen, the merging?
I think the merger happened back in the 60s, I think. I think that's when it happened, in the 60s.
Right.
Yeah. And I had a wonderful job. I had a wonderful boss up there. He, a lot of times, he left a lot of stuff on me to do for him, and that made it me good. With,
exactly.
You know, they used to, by me living here, like Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
I'd come home for Thanksgiving, and he'd tell me, well, you don't come back Friday. Say,
right.
Come back Monday, and things like that.
That's right.
I had my mother. When my mother died, I wasn't supposed to get but 3 personal days.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me 5. And they were a good, good,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
good. Yeah. It must be, you know, good worker like.
Yeah, good working like. Yeah, yeah. And I learned to know a lot of people on the railroad because of me traveling from one location to the other.
Yeah.
I had a lot of experience in some places that we went,
mm-hmm.
that the officials didn't have. So when they came around, they come get me to take them, show them where the place was.
Wow.
So that's where I went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think you had those experiences because you were so well educated through the Rosenwald School?
Well, that's got something to do with it too. Yeah. 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 That's something to do with it. Yeah. Because we had at the Rosenwald School, we had a good time.
Right.
I didn't know nothing but playing at the time anyway. You know,
exactly.
You know, most of the kids between 6, 7, and 10 years old, all they want to do is play.
Right. Right.
Well, we had some fine teachers.
Exactly.
They were sincere in learning you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So, one question that we started to talk about that didn't finish really was when this Rosenwald School, Cape Charles Elementary, closed, how did that affect the community? Do you think it was a loss to Cape Charles, or do you think, you know, it was a...
I think it was an improvement.
It was an improvement?
Yes.
Because?
Because we all learned to live together and associate with each other. I think that's what improved.
Because it closed to desegregate the schools.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were not in school at that time.
No.
But you were back and forth here to Cape Charles.
Right.
How smoothly do you think the desegregation went from your observation?
From my observation, I think it went along perfect because we didn't have I don't recall of any incidents about the situation. People talk, but you know, you don't listen to all of that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But so far as the changing of the school, I don't think it did any harm. I think it helped.
From what you heard, was the education that was given to the children in the black children in the integrated schools equal to what was given to the white children?
Well, I've never heard anybody say any difference about about the educational part mm-hmm. of it, you know. Mm-hmm. So evidently it must have been on the same level. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, it's hard to know if you're not there.
Right, true. That's
but
true.
But you didn't hear people talk.
No, I never heard them talk okay. about
it. Do you have any, like brothers or sisters attended the Roswaldon School?
One of my sisters, no, okay, I'll take that back. My sisters attended the Capeville School because they were living out in the country with my grandmother at the time, so they didn't go.
They didn't go.
when they left here, my mother left, they went to Philly, so
okay.
they didn't attend any, and they didn't intend attend the high school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your ex-classmates, if I am right, in Roswaldon School, do they have like any? What is their impression about the situation back days? While you were like, if you are talking about in the past memories, do they have anything like interesting or good thing, bad thing, anything? They mentioned, or usually good memories and.
All of them were good memories for me. They were all good. Yeah.
Okay.
They were all good.
Do you remember when the Brown versus Board of Education decision came down to desegregate all the schools in the U.S.? Do you remember that at all happening?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, I'm from Ohio. They didn't. My mom and grandparents said that they didn't remember either.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't a big deal. They didn't know about it until like the 60s,
mm-hmm.
and it came down in 54. So.
Yeah.
So, what is your, if you can just kind of, the first thing that pops into your head, what is your favorite memory of the Cape Charles Elementary? Absolute favorite.
I would say the special days they brought food and we eat.
Mm-hmm. Who brought the food?
Some of the community people would, every now and then, would bring food and we'd eat over there.
So you'd have like
and other than that, we'd have to carry a brown bag.
So they'd bring food for your lunches?
Food for the lunch, yes. And we'd have a meal. And back during that time, I was a big eater. It wasn't nothing for me to eat a whole ham and a whole loaf of bread. And my grandmother used to make my tea, make my lemonade in a pot. I drink it out of a pot, not a pitcher. I could eat.
That's a great memory.
I love them. Were there any special dishes that the community made then that they don't make anymore?
No, it was just a country meal, you know, maybe some beans or soup or hot biscuits every now and then or something like that they bring for lunch anyway. Mostly we got it, I think, in the wintertime. Yeah.
And how long the day would last, like, for when they school? Like, from the morning, from 8 morning until something, or from 6?
June school went from June to September,
okay,
to until June.
But very
what
good.
Was the
how
day?
Long the day?
Daily.
Oh,
school.
We stayed in school from 8:30 to 3.
To 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you take a break between.
At 12:00, 12 to 1, we have a lunch break. We have a whole hour.
Okay.
And then I think at 2:15 we had another break,
mm-hmm.
and 10:15 we had another break.
Okay.
And we take the smaller kids, after we got maybe up in the fifth and sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
lunchtime, we would steal over town to the grocery store and we'd get us some eat from over there, get a coffee cake and
mm-hmm.
a soda,
okay.
and have that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the kids that have a little bit more money, they have potted meat and crackers,
okay.
and things like that, and then we go back to school.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you could go out and get back again.
Yeah, you could go out and get back again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And did you bring some food from home?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, that's where we had to eat from
home.
Yeah.
So you have to
not unless we went on a stealing trip and we used to steal some of the girls' lunches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we get in the closet, hide in the closet. We knew the ones that had the best food, you know, and we'd go in there and eat some of their food. Oh boy.
That's too funny.
So your favorite food is what kind of food?
Chicken. I love chicken.
Do you have guys here like fish and a lot of things like?
Yeah, I got some friends that fish, but I don't fish.
You don't like fish.
I like to eat them, but I don't fish.
Okay. And it was. I'm sure it was very, very interesting memories.
Yeah, really.
Back in the days.
Yeah. And in the summer, we had places where we used to swim over across the harbor, where the water was deep. You know, all those ferry boats and tugboats used to come in. The water was about 50 or 60 feet deep.
Wow.
And we didn't go down there because you'd had to walk in about a mile up before you got in deep water to swim.
Okay.
So we used to swim over the hump there, and we could get up on the piles and jump overboard or either off the dock.
Wow.
And we'd go over there and spend the day all day. During the summer, some fellas would be crabbing so we could steam the crabs. When we finished swimming, we used to steam the crabs in a house right here on this corner.
I love crabs.
Down here. We used to steam them there and eat them, and then we'd go home.
You don't fish. You know, you are surrounded by sea.
Oh yeah, you asking me the same thing the people I used to work with up on the north end. They found out I lived in Cape Charles, and the first thing they asked me, "How many boats you got?"
Exactly.
Well, I told them I didn't have a boat. Said, "Man, you must be crazy. You got all that water down and don't have no boat." So I don't go fishing.
Exactly. It's interesting. You know. Very interesting.
Out of curiosity, how did you meet your wife?
That's, she's my friend.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my wife was and I separated. She's living, but we're separated.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did you
Been separated. Been separated for now ever since 82. Yeah.
How did you meet her?
Oh well, she's always lived in town here and things like that. I knew her ex-husband, he and I were friends, so maybe that's what it was.
Do you steal her lunch?
No, she didn't go to our school.
Oh.
No, she didn't go to our school. We would got hers if she had gone.
Do you steal her lunch now?
Who?
Do you steal her lunch now?
Yeah, I'll steal it now.
So, how did you spend the day every day? Like
now?
This?
Yeah, like I say, I got this little hustle.
Okay.
And I cut a lot of grass for different people.
Okay.
And I cut this grass here from here to the other corner.
Okay.
I got a lot over there I cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut for the museum out there. Cape Charles Museum.
Yeah, we should visit
and,
it today.
And I got a couple more, three or four more lots I cut. I got one down at a place called Church Dome.
Okay.
I cut grass down there. I do that. Pick up a little extra change. It's more or less charity than pay.
Exactly.
Oh,
I like the beautiful house, you know, and you know things that you put here, decoration and everything. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you want to buy it?
Well,
talk to me when you get outside.
All right.
Out of curiosity, what was it like to walk to school? Was it a long walk? Was it trying to get over the hump?
Well, most of the time, you would meet somebody. And you talk and you play and kid around with each other all the way over there. Only time we had problems was in the winter time, it rained. But we had a man that bought a bus, and he would take us over in the winter time for 10 cents. We could ride the bus over the hump and back. But other than that, it was fun. It's just nice. We had, you notice the hump now. Is you don't have any steps. During the time we used to go to school, used to be steps on that corner of it, and we could go up the steps and go through a little walk and down over to the school. You know, but they've done away with the steps now.
Is it far away from here, school?
You will see.
Okay. they'll take you out there. But for us being young, it wasn't far for us.
Right. Yeah,
Where did you live when you were?
I was living on Madison Avenue. Where Budweiser is?
Oh, yes.
Live on that next house next to the Budweiser.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was like walking and with no taking bus or anything.
Walk and have a good time with whoever you meet. Well, half a time we would meet up with somebody. Say you and I knew each other. Right. I'd go by your house and meet.
Exactly.
Go off to school together. And in the meantime, we'd meet somebody else on the way there.
Right.
And things like that.
Exactly.
And coming back was the same way.
Exactly.
I used to be a patrolman.
Okay.
Supposed to be keeping the kids in shape, you know. Yeah. I had a badge and a belt I wore.
So you're a good leader, right?
Yeah.
No, you're vigilante, I understand. You are a good leader and worker at the same time.
Yeah, that's good. I used to belong to the Boy Scouts a long time ago, too.
Okay.
We had a nice Boy Scout leader named Eli Coles.
Yeah, of course.
He used to take us out to in the woods in the summer and, cook beans and stuff like that.
Interesting. How was it if the weather is bad, like raining or snowing, or like... If you were walking to the school,
we managed that. We get maybe if the snow's deep on the sidewalk and the cars have been running through the street,
right.
We walk in the street where the cars were, had been and all that, and throw snowballs all the way to school.
Do they ever shut down school because of the weather?
Sometimes, every now and then they would.
Was that fun?
Yeah, every now and then.
That's
the day we would still throw some snowballs.
School is canceled. Until now, you know, I enjoy it. But I hear this. How about the teachers? Do you have any background? How were they paid? Like, were they similar? Are they white or black, the teachers?
Black teachers.
Black,
yeah. They were all black, yeah.
Were they paid the same as white teachers? Or do you have any idea about that? Were they paid?
I don't know.
You have no idea about that.
Okay. They were all in the same county, so evidently they might have got the same price. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And most of all my teachers now passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was Alice Brown your teacher ever?
No, she didn't teach me. I'm now about as old as Alice Brown. Alice Brown and who else teaches?
John Nottingham.
Ms. John Nottingham. He and I went to high school. We graduated the same year. And Mrs. Braggs, all of them, I didn't have no classes under them.
What kind of reasons teacher whip children, like if they didn't memorize, for example, like in our situation, if, for example, we didn't answer rightly or we did not memorize, like, you know, something.
Well, no, you didn't get whipped for not memorizing. Most of the time you got whipped for behavior.
Behavior.
And make you stand up on one foot and all that, you know.
I remember, you know. Do you remember any incident that you get whipped?
They went out.
You get whipped. Did you remember any incident that?
I got in the hands
maybe
a couple times. You know, maybe throwing a piece of paper at somebody in class.
Okay.
This Miss Alice Moses. I think she had eyes in the back of her head, because she could be up on the blackboard writing, and you could throw something across the room.
Oh.
She said, "Clarence, what did you throw that over there for?" I said, "I know where she
said
that." I thought she had eyes in the back of her head.
Right,
pinch somebody or something. She was a pinching teacher, too. She'd pull your ears if you were bad. Just grab your ears and pull them. And pinch you, things like that, let you know you're doing wrong.
Right.
But she was a nice person. I used to live right across the street from her when I was a child. She lived right across the street from me. So if I was bad, she could easily walk across the street and tell my aunt. I was raised by my grandmother. When I was 4 years old, I used to go to my grandmother all the time, and I got down there one time and didn't want to go back home. So my mother said, "You're going to stay here then." And that's where I've been. That's where I stayed with my grandmother.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have
I think we're good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm
this
gonna.
This is wonderful.
I'm gonna be.